The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazor if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf from Masechet Zevachim is daf Tzadi Zayin, and we're holding right at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Beit. Now, remember that we've been dealing with the question of Marika Vishtifa, and the questions that were raised were Nogea, the relationship between Bliyah into the Kli, when it comes to Marika Vishtifa, when it comes to Shvirat, the Kli Cheres. And one of the questions that we didn't really raise yet was not the relationship of Bliyah per se, but rather the question of how Haga'alah would have affected the Chiyav of Marika Vishtifa. Remember that there was a great deal of overlap between the general din of Kashrut, and that's why we could use the din of Marika Vishtifa as a mekor for din of Kashrut in terms of Haga'alah. And it was Rami Bar Choma who had raised the question of whether Bisha without any Haga'alah would be Mechayev. But the other question is, what if I do a Haga'alah before there's a Chiyav of Marika Vishtifa? In other words, is Marika Vishtifa itself a Chiyav on that which had been used for cooking kachin, even if I get rid of this kachin by doing Haga'alah before it becomes notar? Or is Marika Vishtifa only a din in remove or treat this kli to Marika Vishtifa if it has kachim in it that will be notar? And remember, we already saw yesterday that there might be elements of Marika Vishtifa that do not help us vis-a-vis the notar. In other words, let's say you would hold that Marika Vishtifa is bitsonein. That's not going to get rid of the taste of the kachim that's in the kli. If I want to go use this kli again, I still have to deal with the problem of the taste. So in other words, if I have the taste of a chatas, how am I going to cook a shlomim and get the taste of the chatas or mincha or whatever? So there'll still be questions of kashrut that may be completely isolated from the din of Marika Vishtifa. That's how separate we finally recognized that the dinim are. Nonetheless, we have not really established whether there's a relationship of the chiyav of Marika Vishtifa to at least the potentiality of its becoming osur. That was never discussed. And for the first time, we raised that question today in a fascinating way, because the truth is, if the kli is a continuous use, then when will it ever become usr? So that if I use a kli today, and then I cook something in it, let's say I cook a chatas in it today. Now, that means by tomorrow morning it'll be no time. But how about if I then cook a shlomim in it, which gives us another 2 days of achila? And then the next day, I cook another shlomim in it. So I could go on like this ad infinitum, you would think, because every day I've been mag'il, so to speak. I've exchanged whatever is in it for the material that is not possible, will not become possible for the next 2 days. And I could even use it in between for chata'ot as long as I finish the day by doing a shlomim. Now that turns out to be the issue in that the Mishnah is discussing, although it's not necessarily immediately evident that that's the issue. We need to first get to the recognition of where it is that the Torah has separated between the dinim of Marika Vishtifa and the dinim of Haga'alah. So let us take a look now at the sheet of Rabbi Tarfa. Rabbi Tarfa and Omer, if you've been using Kalim during Yom Tov, now during Yom Tov, you have people coming in all the time. So if you start using this kli on the first day of Yom Tov, Bishol mitchilat achag, haregel, Yivashel bo kol harav. You don't need to do Marika Vishtifa until the entire holiday is over. V'chachamim omrim, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, it's ad zman achila. Now, that's not clear. What do you mean? What achila? What zman achila? To be discussed. What is Marika Vishtifa? Marika Vishtifa, colon. Well, Marika means kimarika takos. Marika is where you will wash out the inside of a kli. And that is the lashon of, as we saw yesterday in Rashi in the Megillah, tamrukehem is the lashon of tzichua. So to be memarek means to make it very shiny. In other words, to get it good and clean. And that would mean kimurikata kos, the way that you get it clean inside, where you don't want leftovers of previous use inside of your kelim. And shtifa is where you just wash things off briefly, and that would be the outside. So shtifa, kishtifata kos. But there's the other implication of marika meaning the shaila of how well the water has to be capable of washing. Now, that could be a difference between warm water and cold water. Hard to get things clean in cold water. So nonetheless, the merika vishtifa could be bitsonei. Now, we're going to see that that actually is a machloket between Rebbe and the Chachami, and we'll get to the Lashon in the Braita, which some have here in the Mishnah, Marika Bechamin Ushtifa bitsonei, and Hashpud ve'askela, if you're using a spit and a grill, then you would certainly need to use heat. And therefore, that would be Magi'ilan Bechamin. And even though it seems to be saying over here that you only need hot water, the question is, what happened to the question of Libon? I mean, whatever is Baba Eish, we learned by Klei Midyan, needs the Eish. So this, the Gemara discusses in Avodah Zarah, and we'll get back when we come to that piece of the Gemara. Now, ask the Gemara, what is Rabbi Tarfon's reasoning in saying that during the Yontev, you don't need to do Marika Vashtifa? I mean, that sounds outrageous. So my time, Rabbi Tarfon. It's because the Torah says, Ufadita baboker vehalachta la'ohalecha. And in the morning, go back home. Now, what do you mean in the morning, go back home? I mean, suppose home requires an air flight. I mean, you're talking to people who've come from all over into the Beit HaMikdash. They've brought their carbons, first day of Yontif, and in the morning, go home. What's in the morning, go home? It's got to mean in the morning of a Yom Chol to go home. So in other words, what we mean is after Yontif, go home. But if that's the case, we're viewing the entire Chag as one day, essentially. So that, first of all, I mean, I need to be in the Beis Mikdash tomorrow. I mean, he'll tell me, if I need to be boken, it's a mitzvah of Riyas Padi. What about the Chagiga or Stosis learns? Every one of the days of the Yontav is also a Fanita Baboker because it's all Tashlumi. So every single day, if I didn't bring my Chagiga, I bring it the next day. So therefore, we're referring basically to any day, and we're calling Fanita Baboker, which means even the last day of Yontav. So therefore, HaKatuvah Sa'ola Kulan Boker Echad. If that's the case, the Torah views the entire regal as one day. That is the craziest thing I ever heard. If you're telling me that the entire Chag is one day, so then if I have a Machshevet Pigol of Chutz L'Zmano, it's really all the same day. Is that what you're trying to tell me? And if I leave the meat overnight, well, I didn't leave it overnight. After all, the Torah said, Baboker, I can leave it for the next 7 days until it stinks. And it's still not notar. Is that what you're trying to tell me? I sure hope not. In case you are, just to make it very clear, in case you'd claim such an absurdity, V'otanya Rabbi Natan Omer, don't make the mistake of thinking such a thing. All Rabbi Tarfon meant was vis-a-vis Marika Vashtifa, that you don't have to do Marika Vashtifa in between. Never for a moment would have suggested that when it comes to Pigol Venotar, that the entire Chag is one day. So we better make sure we understand Rabbi Tarfon properly. Ella, the real idea of Rabbi Tarfon is Kedereb Nachman Omer Rabba Barabua. The Omer Nachman Omer Rabba Barabua, Rabbi Tarfon's logic is that Kol Yom V'Yom Na'asegi Ula Chaveiro. So even though, now you'll say, but isn't that the question of Rabbi Bar Chama? Whether Bishul without Gil would be enough to be Mechayev Mereka V'Shtifa. But what about now? So in other words, it could be that this Panita Baboker is still meaningful. Because the question over here would be, okay, there are two issues. You're telling me if there is Giul, then it requires Marika Vashtifa, which is related to the Giul. If the Zman of the Achila, and that's what the Chachamim were also saying, it's the Gail Zman of the Achila. So it's depending on when that Zman of Achila is completed, that's when it is you're supposed to do Marika Vashtifa. So if I do the Giul, so now I cook Tchatas in it. So you cook Tchatas in it, you better do the Marika Vashtifa before the morning. Well, no, then I went ahead and I cooked Shlomi. So now whatever was in the chatas went into the shlabim. It wasn't enough to ask for the shlabim. It's pachas mishishim. Let's say whatever. We'll get to that later. And now all that I have in this pot is a pot of shlabim. So now I can wait another 2 days. So ultimately, why would I need Marika Vashtifa? So in other words, it may well be true that there's a din of Marika Vashtifa without Bliya. But on the other hand, there is definitely a din of Marika Vashtifa that's connected to Bliya, because we learn out even Irui from the word bo, that even if you didn't cook in it, you're Mechayev Marika Vashtifa. I mean, that's got to mean something. You're telling me that the cooking per se is going to be osir. So what's the point of Bliya Bechla? So it must indicate that if I get rid of the Bliya, so then the Marika Vashtifa is only at the time when it's actually going to become osir. What else can you say? What do you mean? Adzman achila. We mean Amar Nach Amar Barvov. We mean Mamtinla. You don't do the Marika Vishtiva. You wait. You can use this kli continually. Adzman achila until the zman of the end of the zman of the achila of whatever it was used for initially. V'hadar avid la Marika Vishtiva. And then at the end of the time, you do the Marika Vishtiva. Minani mile. So where do we get all of this idea? Amar Yochim Shema Yosef and Abba. Look. The idea is, it says on the one hand, Omorak, Umorak, Ve'eshotaf. So we have the Din of Shvira, Klicheres, the Din of Marika Vishtiva. But it also puts this in the context of the Zotorat HaChatat, which included Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochalotah. Now, what that does is it means that Marika Vishtiva is part of the Din of Achila. So it's not magic. In other words, even if we hold of Rami, Bar Choma Zabaya, we put Paskin over there, that Bishol, without Bliya would be Machayev. But it's still, even according to Chachamim, it is defined as Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochal, and then Umarak V'Shutaf. So it has to do with the Zman of Achila, with the Eter of Achila, even if it's just in a Bishol. But Bishol what? How do I treat that which I put a chatas in there? How do I treat it? You treat it like the din of achilas sakani. So even though, and actually it's interesting, Tosis explains that this is the logic ultimately, Tosis much earlier, this is the logic ultimately of shviras klicheres, if you would hold that bishul, without bliya, is that really the Torah is being machshiv, the cooking, as the equivalent of bliya, because it isn't the bliya per se that we're talking about. If that's, and that he says by klicheres, if that's the meaning of the relationship between kol zachar b'kohanim and umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, then it's gzerata katuv. It's true, it's gzerata katuv, but it's gzerata katuv that follows the logic of zman yachid, even according to the Chachamim. Marika continues the Mishnah. Marika means kamerikata kos internally, shtifa kishtifata kos externally. And now the question is, with what? So marika tonerabon. Marika v'shtifa, as we saw in our Mishnah, is both b'tzonin, but that's truly bit of rib. Chachamim omrim merika, because of the fact that it's morok, means it's supposed to be very well done, till it's mitzak tzeach the kli. So then that would mean b'chamim. Shtifa, just washing it off, could be bitzoni. My time at the Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say it has to be b'chamim? Because they say, look, we already found in the, there is another din, where the Torah is makpid and how we treat dishes, pots. And that was Giyule Akum, by Milchemet Midian. So it said over there, b'firush, kol davar asher yavo ba'esh. And we learned out that that means whatever the usage of the kli was, that that's the only way to clean the kli and make it suitable for further usage. So it makes sense that the two are related. Mida dahave, agil of dekochavim. How are you going to get rid of the taste if you don't follow the rules of Giyule Akum? I mean, Giyule Akum is Osir, and the Torah says, here's how to get rid of the Isir. Notar is Osir. Tam Chatas is going to be Osir. Le'akum Zman Achila. For Rebbe. Rebbe said, did I say a word to you about using this Kli? You want to make the Kli kosher? Go make it kosher, like you'd always make it kosher. Hagalah is the answer. Go do Hagalah. Who's talking about Hagalah? I didn't talk to you about Hagalah at all, did I? So, Agalah, I'm not telling you, Agalah, look, Kamina, did I ever say don't do Agalah? I am distinguishing between the specific Zerat HaKatuv of doing a Rika V'Shtifa, which is a formal act, and will not necessarily kasher anything. So go ahead and do your Agalah. I'm like, and when you break the Kli Cheres, you're telling me now I can cook with the pieces that are broken, I don't have to worry about the Tam? Since when was the Torah talking about the Tam? It's telling you what to do. Fine, you have to do this. Now you're saying, oh, but I'd like to cook in it. That's great. So go cook in it. How? It's not kosher. Make it kosher. Where did the Torah talk about kashrut? So Marika V'Shtifa is a different din. I'm telling you about Marika V'Shtifa that comes after you do the Hagalah. Okay, now what do I do? Okay, now there's a formal act of washing out the inside and the outside with cold water. V'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, well, if it's only a formal act and it doesn't require the actual heated water in order to get rid of the taste, so then why doesn't it use the same word? Morak or morak, to make sure you do it inside and out. Or shotaf or shotaf. I mean, but why do you have morak for shotaf? Isn't there a difference between tzichzua and shtifa bialma? I mean, we would use the language, even in common speech, we would speak about it differently. We say, tishtof et hakos. I mean, you tell your kid that, you don't want to drink from that cup, let me tell you. If you're going to actually be minakedikos, mimareklikos, okay, then maybe they'll do a job, you know? But why would you say morak v'shutaf unless they're different words? One of them meaning to do a good job, and one of them just wash it off quickly. So shmamin amarika must be b'chamin, and shtifamin's just pour cold water over it. Says Rebbe, well, but that's because if it had said, remember, if we're talking about formal acts, I mean, how do you know it's not a formal act to pour cold water into the cup two times? There's lots of people who do that very formally for their coffee cup. Fill it up with water, pour it out, fill it up with water, pour it out. Now it's ready for use with coffee. You're telling me it was magil anything? It's a formal act of coffee drinkers. So maybe there should be a formal act for using something for kachim, right? So it would have said, morak, morak, or shutaf, shutaf. It would have said, trey zimni morak, or trey zimni shutaf, the same thing. Lekach ktivu morak v'shutaf, lomar lecha merika kemerikatakos, inside, shtifa kishtifatakos, outside, but as far as the Hagalah is concerned, that's your business. That's not what we're coming to discuss over here, even though it may be the blia that is mechayev. Those are two different things. So again, we finally reached the point of a clear-cut distinction. Although the chiyuv of marika v'shtifa may be triggered by the act of bishul, certainly it's triggered by Hagalah, the need for Hagalah, but that doesn't mean it is Hagalah. And now our dear president from afar, as the sound reverberates and echoes throughout the large room, Bishel bo kachim v'chulim. Now, suppose you use a pot for cooking both kachim and chulim together, or kachim kadoshim and kachim kalim that have different dinim. So let's say you have some shlomi, pretty big shlomiel, to mix these two things together, because now you've got a kashrut issue. Now, what do you do now? So im yesh bem enotein tam, if the chomor thing is tasteable, then then you'll have to eat your chulin as if it's kachim. Only kohanim will be allowed to eat it if it's kachim. Kadashim was mixed with it. It will only be eaten inside the azara, and it'll only be eaten until the zman achila. So zman achila, if you mix a shlomim with a chatas, be the same thing. You'd have to eat it in exactly the same way, because even though normally shlomim could be eaten throughout the city and could be eaten by anybody, the owner could eat it. But in this case, it'll have to be eaten only by kohanim inside of the Azara, and so on. So therefore, you are going to go and be machmer according to the tam of the chamur, if that tam is noticeable. In that case, the Mishnah contradicts itself. In that case, they don't need marika v'shtifa. What? The Gemara is going to say, obviously, something is missing over here, and we're going to have to insert a whole piece into the Mishnah in order to make this non-contradictory. The inan poslin b'maga, and they will not be now pasal b'maga, which doesn't make any sense. You're saying that the tam is tasteable. Remember, all of this is based also on the pasal. We've been discussing what happens when you come in contact with a chatas, comes in contact with a kli, kli cheres, kli nechoshet, parabar comes in contact with meat. So the Torah says, kol asher yigad b'visara yigdash. Remember, we dashed that before. Anything which touches the meat of the chatas yigdash. Now, that could be a magical din, or we're going to see that actually we learn out that it's not a magical din, it's a din in Bliya as well. And therefore, I would think that yigan, that's why I use the lashon yigan, that's the pasuk, kol asher yigad b'visara. So therefore, if it touches, then there wouldn't be a problem. Ain't posim b'maga, but you just said the opposite, that it's tasteable, so it should pass a b'maga. Again, the Gemara is going to point out the Mishnah is a contradiction. It doesn't make any sense. Now, a rekik, let's say that you have a piece of matzah, of a mincha, that touched another, shenaga berekik, or a chaticha of basar, touches another piece of basar. Don't think that the entire raki, or the entire piece, lo kol ha-raki, it should say, velo kol ha-chaticha, it should say, asurin, eno asur la makom shebala. The only place that's asur is the actual makom of the bliya itself. All right, so first of all, Esther Gemara, Micah Amar. I mean, any idiot can see that this Mishnah is self-contradictory. You start talking off about, if it has benotei tam, then the kalim and ha-cholim kechamurim, and since they're kechamurim, they don't need marika v'shtifa. I mean, that's crazy. What are you saying? No, obviously, it says it's chosro of yirachikoma. But im yesh be'emenotei tam. So here are the results. Then, all of this would be the first part of the Mishnah, Arei Kal Me'acholim K'chamurim, etc., etc., meaning put in the words, V'tu'uni Marika V'shtifa, and if they had touched, they would be possible, Maga. All of that you're inserting and continue to insert. Ein behem benotein tam, ein akalim ne'acholim k'chamurim. Now revert to the language of the Mishnah at this point after the insertion. Ve'ein tu'uni marika v'shtifa, because now we do not detect the taste of the chomur, so there's no tam of the chatas, there's no kachin kachin, and ein poslim b'maga, and that's what the Mishnah means. But what, even that doesn't help you. Because, I mean, it's all very nice to say that there's no tam of chatas. Okay, but, I mean, even if it was just shlomi, doesn't require marika v'shtifa. We said, echad kachin kachin, echad kachin kalim, etun marika v'shtifa. So maybe, nehi de kachin kachin lobo, so you're telling me at this end of the zman of the akhila of the chatas, it doesn't require marika v'shtifa. It's a very strange way to say that they don't require marika v'shtifa at all. What about the kachin kalim element, niboy? Rabbi, well, that's what it means. When it says ain to ina to unim, it means my ain to unim to kama. It means ain to unim marika v'shtiva ke kachim kachim. I mean, obviously you're supposed to use your brains for this. Avo kachim kama to unim, but you'd still need marika v'shtiva just at a different time. Rabbi says no, it means exactly what it says. It doesn't require marika v'shtiva. Why? Because it's going a little bit of Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon Shita was all along kachim kalim or bichlal not chayiv in marika v'shtiva. Now, if you learn that that's the meaning of the Mishnah, then, okay, it makes sense in the Mishnah to address Hainadiktani, O Kache Kachim, the Kachim Kalim. In other words, I need to talk separately about a case where I mixed Kachim Bechulin and a case where I mixed Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kachim. Why? Because I need to know this extra Chiddush that the Stam Mishnah wants to pass like Rabbi Shimon that it's not true that Echad Kachim Kachim and Echad Kachim Kalim to the Marika V'shtifa. The only way I can get that in is by inserting not only that din about Chulin, where over there would really be, you don't need Marika V'shtifa at all. Okay, obviously it's because it's chulin and I don't taste the kachim, so I don't need marika v'shtifa. But if you would, I would say to myself, but had it been kachim kalim, of course I would have needed. So I need to insert this case too. But according to Abaye, I mean, Abaye is saying that, well, of course you need marika v'shtifa. It just means you don't need marika v'shtifa at the same time. So what are you adding with this case? Tarte lomali. There's no added information that is given by the case of kachim kalim over and above the case of chulin or chulin, whatever. Just give me that case. Ah, says Abaye. No, tzrich. Because look, if I would only have had the case of kachim v'chulin, I would have said chulin indeed could be mavatal kachim because chulin is something entirely other than kachim. And bittel is in others. Remember, the mine machribe, the lav mine lo machribe, or vice versa we had earlier in the Masechta, the same type of idea. So maybe kachim kalim and kachim kachim are not really bottle one and the other. Not precisely because it's the type of thing rather than, we'll see, it may ultimately, the truth is it may ultimately be nagei min b'mino, depending on how we define that. It's actually in my focus we've shown him later. But right now, what's important for us to say is that you can't say you're going to be machlish the keach of kachim with other kachim. I mean, it's all kodesh. Same alo. On the other hand, let's see, would say only the case kachim, 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 kalim. To tell me that indeed there is a bittel, I would say, okay, in Kachim, it makes sense that Kachim, being as they too are Chashiv, even if they're only Kachim Kalim, they're Chashiv enough to give a din that is noted. Even though there's other Kachim, 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 you follow the din of whatever Kodesh is noticeable. But Chulin, in the context of Kachim, the Chulin may as well not exist. And therefore, maybe Enoch Inami, the din of the Chulin would be that a Bichla wouldn't be Mavatam. So I would say, Havamina Kachim, and only Kachim, maybe even Kachim Galim, but Kachim, who de Alime Levitule Kachim. That is strong enough to be Mavatal of the Kachim, but maybe Chulin is not even strong enough to be Mavatal at all. So Emelo, therefore I need both, but not because of the din, the specific din about Marika Mashtif or anything else. I need both to tell me that the din of the Ta'arovet is the same whether it's a Ta'arovet of Kachim in Chulin or whether it's a Ta'arovet of Kachim in another type of Kachim. And now continues the Mishnah, if a Rakik touches a Rakik, so then again it depends on whether or not it will be Benotein Tam. And furthermore, only the area that was affected is the part that you need to deal with the Kechomor and not the rest. Tan Rabban. This is all based on the Pasuk, which says, Ko Asher Yiga Bivisara Yigdash. That's the opening of the Pasuk, Vasher Yizeh Midama, That's the first part of that pasuk. The din of Yizemi Damala Beged requires kivus. Is also kolashi yigabi visara. So really, the pasuk in situ is discussing the difference between bivisara and midama. We don't catch that when we separate the halachas the way we have been. But it's talking separately about the potential iser that's involved in the dama chatat versus the potential iser in the basar of the chatat. So Tana Rabbana, it says kol asher yiga. Now kol asher yiga seems to be talking about magic. Touch, just touch. So you might think, yochal afilu shelo bala. You might think even where it's touching without there's any transference of material between the two. Talmud lomar kol asher yiga bivsara. Bivsara means in such a way that it shall have penetrated into the basar. Now even though the basar that is mentioned is obviously the basar of the chatas, but we understand it to mean an indication of the penetration of the negiah. So in practical terms, obviously we'd have to look at the basar that touched the chatas to see if it was penetrated by the chatas. So achi yivala or yavlia into the basar itself. So in other words, let's say that you have an oily dripping of a piece of meat of the chatas, and now that fell on some broiled meat of the shlomim and obviously was absorbed by the meat of the shlomim, then we've got a problem of belia. Now, this, as Rashi points out, has nothing to do with the question of tam ki'ikr. We could not view this as a mekor for the dinim of tam ki'ikr, which is not clear that that has an idiorita basis. That's a whole question that we've spoken about a little earlier, back in Nazir, and the dinim that we've seen in Chulin. We'll see in Chulin again, in Psachim. But from here, the most you could see, as the Gemara points out in Psachim, is another concept, which is heter mitzteref le'izur. Tam ki'ikr has to do with the taste as opposed to the actuality. But here, when we're talking about mavliya bivsara, it means that there's an actuality of substance that was included in the other thing, which now gives it the din of the thing that was mavliya into it. That's called changing the identity of an entire piece because of the percentage of the other thing that's in it. And that's heter mitzteref leisur. So it's not that I need to have a whole kezayit, let's say, of this piece in order for the os, of the part that's os. A kezayit of this piece, but you say, but 90% of this is kosher. What? That's the point of heter mitzteref leisur. This kezayit becomes osur because of the chelik of the ikr of isur that's in it. Now, this is not necessarily a din that we could learn out from all over. This may be a new chiddush in kutch. This kol asher yiga bivisara. So in the mail, we can't learn out either that Tom is Ki'ikr or that Etam and Starfleet are across the board because it's unique to Kachim here. That's it's also Machlokas Rishonim, but there's two different targets of the Tom Ki'ikr. Tom alone being Ki'ikr is, that's the question of Chatikanas is the Vela. What's the difference between Chatikanas the Vela and Etam and Starfleet? It's all a massive discussion. Okay, so now in our story, I'm just pointing that out so that we should keep it out of the considerations over here. We're not talking about, even though what we said in the beginning, Benegiyah Marika Vishtifa, we said over there, Miesh Ben Benotein Tam, the halacha of Yerv Kol Asher Yigab Bivisara is a new halacha of Tziruf Heta Mitztarif Leism. So what should we do? You might think, Yochol Nagavim Ksata Chaticha Ye Kulo Pasol. So now the whole thing should become Aser, if it's the end of the Zman of the Chatat. No, Talmud Lomar, that's why it uses the Lashon of Yigab. I mean, you've already shown that negiah is not important because it's not magic. By touching it, it becomes asur. You've already showed me that you require bivisara. So why do you use the word yiga? Because yiga indeed is also important. Yiga refers to the place of contact to teach me that only the nogea is puzzle, only that part. Haketzat, so what then am I to do? Cut off the part that was bolea, and the rest of it remains mutter. Haketzat, chotech et makom shebala. Now, from the word yiga bivisara, we also learn that it has to be something that is absorbable, as opposed to there's not going to be an issur of the chatas in gidim, which are not benotein tam, or ba'atzamot, or bekarnaim, or betlafaim. These are all inedible areas that are called the bivisara, and therefore they will not be asering the piece that touches them. And when you say kol asher yigabi v'sara, yigdash shall become holy. In what sense yigdash? Yigdash, meaning liot kamoa, to get the dinim of that which it's touched. Now, I mean, that could be anything. If what's touched was pasul, So then it'll passel it. If it had a shorter Zman Akhila, so it'll give it the shorter Zman Akhila. If it was a din of Akhila, was limited to Kohanim, it'll give it the din that's... Whatever the din is of the Chomor will now be applied to the less Chomor. So Yigdash doesn't mean something specific. All it means is Lihiyot Kamoha, that it should get the equivalent din. Harketza, what does that add up to? Impsulahi, Tipasel. So if the piece that it touched, then the piece that touched it will too become possible. Im Cherahi, then Teachel Kechamur Shabbat will get the din of the Achila that the more Chomer piece has. Now, what I don't understand is, what you're telling me is that I have a piece of meat that was perfectly kosher, and since it touched, and this is Kachim meat, now Kachim meat, I have a mitzvah to eat, Yochalota, right? So here I am a Kohen, I want to know, can I eat this meat? Must I eat this meat? I have a chiyuv to eat this meat, I'm allowed to leave this meat over. So you tell me, no, you mustn't, it touched the notar of a chata. You mustn't eat it. And I say to you, I have a mitzvah to say to eat it. And you're telling me that there's an iser to eat it. So and this is no chalotasa. So I should have to eat it anyway. Ask the Gemara, why will it become aser v'neite aser v'litcheit lotaseh? There's a bigger Indian army. This is not secular food that I can say, well, it's got iser in it, you mustn't eat it. I mean, I have to eat this. Just like anything else. Tell me, don't wear your tzitzit because it has tchelet in it. And it's mixed now. Huh? Did you have an example of it? No. And so obviously, as a dochalota, so Omar Rava, I got news for you. When it comes to kachim, I'm not saying this arbitrarily. It's clear that this is the case. Because look, the Torah says about a korban pesach, the etzem lo tishbarubo. And Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says, etzem lo tishbarub is any etzem, not the etzem. Any etzem lo tishbarubo. That means echad etzem sheyesh bo moah, ve'echad etzem shein bo moah. Whether you're talking about bones that have marrow in them, and that are quite excellent for achila, or bones that don't have marrow in them, you don't break the bone to get to the marrow. Why not? Isn't there a specific mitzvah of eating korban pesach v'achluta? So how am I going to be mekayim my mitzvah of achila without doing the shvira of the etzem? Therefore, the whole point that the Torah is making is, do not be deicha the lota sev etzem lo tishbruba, otherwise I wouldn't tell you it's echad etzem, you see. I mean, for carrot, those are somewhat you're supposed to be breaking. That's called as ishav imigdash. That's what we mean by the migdash. Mitzvah, there's no gea hegdash, there's no etzem doga lo tasa. What? Those bones I can't eat, but I can break them over your head if you have aliens are after you.
That's just the korban pesach. Other bones you can't.
Yeah, we're talking about the bones that do have marrow. I can't eat them even though they have marrow, because I'll have to break the bone to get to the marrow. So you see that ain't esedoch, lo tasa shebe migdash. Rav Ashi omer, Rav Ashi says, you're missing the point. When it says, kol asher yiga bivisara yigdash. What do you think that yigdash is? A description of a state? Strange to use that word, isn't it? Yigdash is itself a mitzvah of how to be noyeg with it. Treat it with the requisite isurim. So it's a mitzvah taseh. The word yigdash itself is a mitzvah taseh. So now I have two isurim. First of all, treat this with yigdash. And furthermore, blote achel, whatever it is, notar, pigo, whatever the isur was. So therefore I have an aseh and a lotaseh. And ein aseh, doche, aseh velotaseh. Even not in the mikdash. You don't need to come on to any new dinim over here. Since yigdash is aseyu, ein aseh doche, lotaseh ve'aseh. So far, all that we've been able to show is that the korban chatas, because remember, all of this is included in the din, zot torat achatat. So that's very nice. Asher chatat. A chatat is mikadesh, it should say, not mitkadesh, because again, this is using the word bivisara in the opposite way that the Gemara has been using it. Mitkadesh would mean that if it absorbs something else, which of course is not what it says over here. It's called sheyiga bivisara. Somebody got confused with using the bivisara into mitkadesh, but that's not the case. So the shita changes the word to mikkadesh. Okay, so then the chatat is mikkadesh. That's all very nice. Bivalua. How do we know that other kodashim are also included in the zotarata chatat? Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Elazar. We go back to our old standby that was so handy at the beginning of the Masechta, in which we learned out the dinim of all korbanos from all other korbanos. Zot haTorah la'olav la'mincha v'chatat v'la'asham v'le'limu'im le'zevach ha'shlamim. And from that hekesh and the word le'zevach ha'shlamim, remember one of the rules that the Torah is nidrash is that you have to learn from context. So it needs to be l'mikoma. The whole list in this pasuk is a list of kachim. Kachim. Therefore, the shlamim must also be kachay kachim so far. And therefore, it's a reference to zifchei shalmei tzibur. We'll see why that's nogea. All right, so now we're going to compare all korbanot to the ola. Okay, tell me how. Well, ma ola tu'una kli, af kol tu'una kli. All korbanos require a kli. A kli for what? My kli. I mean, if you're referring to a kli for the dam, you mean the mizrak? Why do I need to learn that from an ola? I know that from any place where the tzibor brings a korban shlamim. Now, it happens to be the only korban shlamim that we know of that a tzibor brings, that we're mechuyav is kivsei atzeret. But the reason that there's kivsei atzeret is because Moshe Rabbeinu brought shlamim on Har Sinai, which is what atzeret is all about. And what did he do over there? Well, we just had it in Parshat Mishpatim. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam. Vayasem ba'aganot. Aganot are mizraks. Obviously, I know that a korban shabbat tzibur requires aganot, mizrak. That I could have learned it out from there. What I need oila for? So tell me, I only know this from oila. You're right, forget it. I mean saki. The fact that you need to use a knife as a kli, you can't just take a rock that happens to be sharp enough and clean enough to do shkita. You need a knife. How do I know I need a knife? Oila gufa minola. Dechtiva yishlach Avraham et yado vayikach et hama'achelet. Because the original ola, which was of course ha'alei ola ola, was Yitzchak. So over there it says that he took a knife. Why did what did he take a knife along for? Because there's a din of saki. What do I learn from Mincha? I learn Ma Mincha Eden Echelat El Zichrei Kuna. So too are all of the korbanot eaten only lezichrei kuna. Well, I understand. What do you mean all the korbanot? Like what? Like the chatas? Like the asham? It says beferish kol zachar bekohanim yochlenu. And although perhaps it's true that I would not have learned from chatas for asham, because over there it says yochal ota or yochlenu, I would have said dafke this and not something else. But I mean, I certainly don't need to learn out to chatat v'asham the din of zichrei kuna from Menachos when it says beferish kol zachar bekohanim. So that can't be what it is. It says kozachar b'kohani. If it's to teach me that zivchei shalmei tzibur are also eaten only by kohanim, I know that miribuye dekra'ati, there's an extra posse in the dinim of the matnot kuna in Pinchas, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the kohanim, b'kodesh kodashim tochlena kozachar yochal oto, so far so good. Kodesh Yelach. What in the world does that add? It's adding Limed al Shamei Tzibur she'in ne'echal al zichrei kuhunas. I don't need to learn out not Chatas, not Asham, not Shlami. Oila doesn't have Achilas. What the heck am I learning out from Mincha, will you tell me? There's nothing else. Well, it's actually Machlokas Tanoi. There are indeed those who learn it out from where you just said that Limed al Shamei Tzibur she'in ne'echal al zichrei kuhunas. And they learn that out of Pinchas. But there are those, Ika de'nafkele mihaka, and so when we get to Menachot, we'll see that there is a machloket about what the real makor is for zivchei shalmei tzibur. All right, and now we compare everything to chata. In what sense? Ah, and this is what's important for our sugya. Ma chatat, and here too it should say mikadeshet, not mitkadeshet. Mikadeshet bevalua, it makes something else that it's mavliya. The time of the chatas into kodesh by being mavliya in it, af kol mikadesh bevalua. So, to everything else is also mikadesh bevalua. And what do we learn out from asham? Well, from the asham we learn that just like an asham Ein shvir v'shel yakadosh bo, that an embryo, placenta, is not considered to be kodesh in a asham. How do we know that? Because we've yet to find such a phenomena in a male, and an ayel is sort of hard to find. That shvir v'shel yak, that doesn't really mean placenta, according to Rashi, as we'll see. It's different stages of the development of the fetus. Because, according to Rashi, the issue over here is, if you would have a pregnant nekeva, let's say I'm bringing a chat, would I bring the amurim from the fetus? That's the question. So in other words, let's say I have to bring the klayot of the mother. Would I bring the klayot of the fetus? In which case, obviously, the placenta is irrelevant. But that would explain why we need to go to Asham for this. Because, I mean, obviously, we started with an oila. An oila is a male, too. How would we ever have a fetus in an oila? Unless, you see, the logic is that an oila is burned anyways. It doesn't have any worms. So what would be the havamina? We're certainly not going to burn the fetus, because we don't burn anything of the other carbonates except the emurim. So the only issue is the emurim. Therefore, we look to a carbon with emurim. But Tosfos, who understands that the issue over here is whether the fetus has a din of kedusha on it at all, legabe any din, he says about himself, look, I have to admit that Rashi's approach at least handles the problem of why we didn't learn this out of Eila, why we learned it out of Asham. According to me, that's more problematic, because we're talking about Bechlal, the kedusha. Okay, in any event, so obviously, this man the Omer holds of Vladot Kadashim, Bahavayatan and Kedoshim, even though we do learn out that there's a kedusha in the children that are born of an animal that was kodesh, but that's only at the moment of birth. It's not while they are pregnant with these animals. And therefore, if you check the mother, the fetus isn't kodesh at all, as Tosfos understands it. And even though an ayel is an unlikely place to learn something from, since it's a male, the Tana obviously holds danim efshar mishi efshar, that you can apply even something that's irrelevant within one set but couldn't possibly be a member of that set, namely a fetus, to other members of the set, despite the fact that it theoretically could have been applied. So that doesn't matter. The point is that for whatever reason, impossibility due to logistics or whatever, the fetus is not included in the set of well, that which is brought in the Mizbeach. That's what this Tana holds. Now that, of course, we saw as a major machloket, whether a set is defined by logistics or only by what the halacha deals with directly. So this Tana holds, even logistics are included in the definition. Okay, what do you learn from Milu'im that we darshan over here? Well, look, the Milu'im, which were only brought that one time, the din is that they were burned. Everything that was left over was burned. So first of all, Motrehem b'sreifa. So anything that is motar after what's left is to be burned. But remember that the Milu'im never had a motar that was alive. Where do we have a motar that's alive? Well, let's say somebody sets aside an additional animal as a backup. So if you bring the carbon, you have to burn the backup. No. The makor is the miluim. There were no backups on the carbon tzibur. And therefore, we learn out from there that motreyam don't include balei chayim. Now, furthermore, we also come to shlamim. What do we learn from shlamim? Well, the holding of pigol is said by shlamim, right? I mean, so we learn out from there that shlamim are mifaglim, and they're mitpaglim. So they cause pigol on other things, especially if you're talking about the kivsei atzeret, you'd be talking about the impact of a machsheves pigol from the keves onto the lechem. I mean, or they themselves can be mitpagel. So to call are mifaglim u mitpaglim. Rabbi Tarfon omer, Bishel mitchilat haregel yevashel bo kol haregel. The Chachamim omrim only ad zman achila. Marika v'shtifa means, Marika v'shtifa is Marika's kemerikata kos, shtifa shtifata kos. Marika v'shtifa betzonein, or Marika b'chamin, shtifa betzonein, which is actually the way that the Chachamim hold in the Braita, and is a reasonable girsa here as well. Hashpud v'askela magilan b'chamin. Now, my time in the Rabbi Tarfon, Yom HaKrov, Anita Baboker, Velachta Lo Alecha, HaKatuv Asa'ola Kulan, Boker Echad. Matkev Lo Alecha Voi Barami. You're telling me ain't Pigol Beregel? You're telling me ain't Notar Beregel? Vechitem Ochinami, Votani Rabbi Natan Omer, Loma Rabbi Tarfon, Ela Zul Bilvad, Marika Vishtifa. Nothing else. Ela Kedrim Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua. D'omer Nachman omer Rabba Bar Avuha, kol yom v'yom na'asa gi'ul l'chaviro. V'chachomim omrim ad zman achila, meaning what? Omer Nachman omer Bar Avuha, it means you can continue to use this. Ad zman achila, and then you do merika v'shtifa. Minon emile. Omer Rabbi Yochanan mishuma ben Yossi ben Abba k'tiv umorak v'shotaf. In the context of Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochal, okay, tzad mamtin la ad zman achila, v'odar ovid, merika v'shtifa. Merika k'merikata kol shtifa, k'shtifata kol tzad rabbonim. Merika v'shtifa b'tzonein, divrei Rebbe, v'chachomim omrim, merika b'chamim v'shtifa b'tzonein. My time in the rabbonim. Well, I mean, obviously you need to learn from Giyulei Akum. V'Rebbe omer lecha, who's talking about Agola over here? You want to do Agola, do Agola. Lo kamina. Which is following Agola, v'rabbanan in kain lichtov kra umorak umorak or shotaf shotaf. What do you mean umorak v'shotaf? Must be they're different things. Shma min amerika b'chamim v'shtifa b'tzonein v'rebi iktiv umorak morak. I would have thought that's trezimni morak or trezimni shotaf. I mean lekachtiv umorak v'shotaf lomar lacha amerika k'mrikatakos shtifa k'shtifatakos. Bishel bo kadashim v'chulin, or even kachi kachi v'kachim kalim. Im yesh b'benotin tam, hare akalim ne'achalim kechamurim, etc., etc., etc. And then we go and put in the piece about, and if in b'benotin tam, then they're eaten at that, so on and so forth, and back to the Mishnah, ein atun amerika v'shtifa, ein apas b'maga, rekik shenaga b'rekik, chaticha shenaga b'chaticha, lo kol ha'rekik v'lo kol ha'chaticha asura. In Osel Mokam Shabbala. What are you talking about? Hachikama. Im Yesh Babinotin Tam, so then indeed Areya Kalim Nechalim Kecham Urim, Tunim Rikav Shtifa, Posim Amaga, but if Ain Babinotin Tam, Ain Akalim Nechalim Kecham Urim, Ain Tunim Rikav Shtifa, and Ain Posim Amaga, so that is the missing piece. Well, what do you mean when you say Ain Tunim Rikav Shtifa? I mean, maybe Kachi Kachim. At that time, doesn't require mikashtifa, but at least kachim kalim ni boy. Omar Abaye, well, that's what it means. Ein tunim the kama means the kachim kachim part of it doesn't require its zman of mikashtifa, but obviously the kachim kalim are tunim. Rava Omar, no, the whole point is it doesn't require it at all. It's going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon, Omar kachim kalim, ein tunim mikashtifa. Now, Bishlam and the Rava, that would explain why it says both cases. Chulin, or kachim kachim and kachim kalim. But according to Abaye, what do I need two cases for? Tzricha, because itana kachim v'chulim avamina, only chulin is the kach to be bato kachim, because it's completely a different type of thing. Avo kachim 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 kalim maybe shouldn't be bato one or the other at all. Vitana kachim 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 kalim avamina kachim with the alimin of a tule kachim. Avo chulin maybe is just out of the running. And in the presence of kachim, you might as well ignore it. Therefore, tzricha both cases. Now we said rekik shenagab rekik. Tana rabbanan kol asher yiga. Now you might think that means the magic of touch, but even if it's not boleya, Talmud lomar bivisara chiva la bivisara yochal nagabi miksata chaticha ye kulo pasul. Talmud lomar yiga hanogeya pasul. So how does this translate la locha? Chotech et makom shebala. Furthermore, when it says bivsara, it means only those things that have the taste. Lo begidim, lo batzamot, lo bekarnaim, lo betlafayim. And when it says kol agera sheyigav bivsara, yikdash, what does that mean? It means liyot kamoa, whatever the state is. Okay, tzad. If it was literally psula, then it'll be tipasel. If it was kasher, then teachel kichamur sheba. But why should I not be able to eat what I have to eat as a mitzvah because of what I'm not to eat as an iser? Neite ase v'litche lo tase. Omar Rava, that's because ein ase doche lo tase shebimikdash, which the Torah makes very clear in the dinner of the Korban Pesach. Shemar ve'etzem lo tishbrubo, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer, this means even an etzem sheyesh bo moach. So echad etzem sheyesh bo moach, echad etzem shein bo moach. Now, why would that be true? Why isn't the ase of the achila of the moach doche the lotas of etzem lo tishbrubo? Ela ein ase doche lotas shebimikdash. Rav Ashemer has nothing to do with that. It's an ase and a lotase, because the word yigdash is also an ase. Vein ase doche lotas ve ase anywhere. Ashkachachatat de mikadeshet bivalua. Shar kadashim inolan. Omer shmoni shum rabbi elazar. Zot atorah lo lavalamin chavalachatat vala shamala miluim. Ulezivchea shilamim. Le'ola means ki'ola. Ma'ola tu'unakli, avko tu'unakli. What kind of kli? Ilem Mizrak? I mean, even the Shammai Tzibur could have been a model for that. K'tivon ve'ikav Moshe chatzi adam va'yosem ba'aganot. No, we mean a sakin. An ola gufa minolan. Tichtev ve'ishlach Avram et yado. Ve'ikach et ha'ma'achelet. And we know that Yitzchak was an ola. Tichtev ve'ayah le'o le'ola tachat b'no. What do we learn from Mincha? Ma mincha inu nechadat ala zichrei ku'una, afkol inu nechadat ala zichrei ku'una. What's afkol mean? I mean, surely you don't mean the chartas in the ashram, where it says beferish, kol zachar b'kohanim yochlenu. And surely you don't mean shalei tzibur. I know that from the ribui in Pinchas. It says over there, b'kodesh ha-kodeshim tochlenu kol zochar yochalato, which adds yochalato akshal zichrei shalei tzibur, she'inu nechadat ala zichrei ku'una. Well, in truth, it is a machloket Tanaim, Iker and Afka the Mihacha, Iker and Afka the Mihacha, and that's, you're right. Okay, and what do we learn from Chatat? Ah, now this is what I was waiting for. Ma Chatat, it should say, Mikadeshet Bevalua, Afkol Mikadesh Bevalua. What do we learn from Hashem? Just like the Hashem, Ein Shvir Vishoya Kadosh Bo, and according to Rashi, this means to be Makrib, the Imurim, according to Tosas, Bichlal, and Kedusha. Afkol in shvir v'shulya kadosh bo. Clearly, the Zman Yomar holds that v'ladot kochel v'avayatan in kadoshim, which Yigufa sees here, and he learns that you could define a case which is logistically possible for a female animal to have v'ladot mishiyev shar from the chatas, which from the osham, which is an ayil, and therefore has a hard time getting pregnant. And what do we learn from miluim? Ma miluim motrehem b'sreifa. And furthermore, ein ba'alei chayim b'motrehem, avko motrehem b'sreifa, ve'ein ba'alei chayim b'motrehem. And what do we learn from the Shlamim? Just like the Shlamim is the Mekor, which are mefaglim u'mitpaglim, avko are mefaglim u'mitpaglim.
And those are people,
these are Kavis,
no?
They are.
The following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Daf tzadik vav omid beis. Rabbi Tarfon on there. Bishel mitzilat haregel yivashel bo kol haregel. You don't have to worry about merika b'shtifa, says Rabbi Tarfon, if you're talking about yontif. Because having started your first meal on Yantiv, you can keep cooking the same, using the same pot, and only after Yantiv do you have to do Marika Vashtif. I think tomorrow, of course, we'll discuss why this might be so. The Chachamim Omrim, Ad Zman Akhila. Some have a gear, it's a Kol Zman Akhila, and we'll see what the difference is as we go. We'll also see what it means. Marika v'shtifa, what does that mean? Well, marika means marika kimrikata kos, which most learn mean the way you'd wash out a cup, meaning from the inside. And shtifa kishtifata kos, which would mean the way you spray it off on the outside, which is not as careful. Marika v'shtifa, according to the Tanakhama, both are b'tsoni. We saw already that that was machlokas. Hashkud v'ahaskila, Magi'ilan b'chamin. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Here it says, if you have a spit, or you have a grill, which is used directly on the fire, then it's sufficient to do haga'ala in hot water, and the Gemara etz, well, it's not our sugi, but in Avodah Zarah, you remember the Gemara etz, how could a haga'ala help? You need to leave one. And there, indeed, Rabbah wants to answer that the haga'ala that's being referred to over here is Marika v'shtifa. Besides the din of Leva. So that all would fit in to the way that the sugya before was clarifying the distinctions, and we're going to get a little bit more into it now. Now, my time at Rabbi Tarfon, why would Rabbi Tarfon say that during Yontif you could use the same kalim without doing Marika v'shtifa? Since it says, and in the morning you go home, means after Yontif. Now, if Yontif is 7 days, the same, the morning you go home, that's the din of Lina. You're not supposed to leave right after Yontif. You don't run back. Stay overnight, like a mensch. And anybody who's had their kids come to visit them, you know, they run out after Shabbos, you know what the din of Lina is. Yeah? So then over here is Fanisa Barbokas. Obviously, Akatuva Sol the Kulan, Bokerecha. Apparently, we view the whole thing as one long day. And since it's one long day, Marika Vashtipa only comes at the end of the day, like it does on every day. What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean it's one long day? Because he ain't Pigel Berega, like Neitzer. What are you telling me? You're telling me that there's no day of Neitzer? Because it's one long day. If I do stuff overnight, that's okay. And if I have a Machshava that I'm gonna now do the Zrikas Adam 3 days from now, that's fine, because it's all one long day. Come on. Maybe you'll say, well, maybe it's Xeris HaKosim, maybe Yochinami. That's all one day. But Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Lo Amar Rabbi Tarfon Alazo Bilvad. Rabbi Nosson said to Farish that certainly Rabbi Tarfon didn't mean that besides Marika Vashtipa, there's some difference between a day during Yontif and a day at any other time. So it is not meant as a definition of what a day is during Yontif. Elikidur Nachon Omer Rabba Baravua, the Omer of Nachon Omer Rabba Baravua, as we saw before, Kol Yom V'Yom Na'ase Gi'ul L'Chaveiro. Since, after all, we're talking about over here a Chiyuv of Marika Vashtipa, then if you don't have anything that is left, so let's say you would have done the Haga'alah before it comes to the Chiyuv of Marika Vashtipa, before now it becomes Nosr, then it never ends up having anything in it which is Nosr. This is the way Tosfos learns. The Marika Vashtipa is only said after it already became Nifsal Machiyur. So if you were Magulat before, and in this case during Yontif you certainly are Magulat before, because you're using it all the time. So every time you put in something new in it, that new thing is now Magul the old thing. I opine it, but I mean, so then you'll be causing problems because maybe you'll have something that's called a day nicer. In Okinami, you have to be careful that if, let's say, you had a chappas in it that would have been nifsal by the evening, then you'd be in trouble. Make sure that you cook a shlomim afterwards. That way you extend the time. You just keep extending the time. So memela, there's no problem until after you have the busy season during the regal, and then we can't be sure that you're going to use it all the time. And at that point, you do the Marika Vashtipa for all of the uses before. So apparently, this, by the way, seems to be the nature of the problem of Adzman Achira, or whether it's Kolzman Achira. In other words, the question is, at what point does something become Chayav in Marika Vashtipa? Is it up until the Zman Achira? And right before that, you do Marika Vashtipa before it becomes Meister? If that would be the meaning, Tainus Tesis later, then this doesn't make any sense, because if the Chiyuv of Marika Vashtipa is upon use, what good is it going to do Hagalah? The Torah was Mechayev Yom Marika Vashtipa, so why does he say, well, it doesn't matter, you did Hagalah, I mean, so what if you did Hagalah? So clearly the Zman of Achila, the entire Zman of Achila, there is no Chiyuv of Marika Vashtipa. That seems to be the point. And that's exactly what is meant by the next piece of the Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim, Ad Zman Achila, meaning what? My Goma. It means mantinla, again, either ad or kos manatila. This would be the question of how to understand it, whether the chiyuv is chal immediately before it becomes nicer or after it becomes nicer. The hada rabbi la marika v'shtifa. Only subsequently do you go ahead and do the marika v'shtifa. Minani mirei, amrav yochan, mishumav yosi ben abba, sif umurak v'shutav b'mai. And then it says, kos achar b'konim yokalota. So obviously, I mean, if you're telling me Murak Mishutav B'mayim, so it means that it immediately becomes us. So what are you saying? Kozak Arbukonim Yochalota? So okay, it said Mantinla Zman Achila, but it's saying is, as long as Kozak Arbukonim Yochalota. So then that's the pshat, and then it's like anything else. You use it, use the pot, Kozak Arbukonim Yochalota. And only then, V'hoda Ravid L'Amerika B'shtifa. Marika kamikata kos shtifa kishtifata kos. Turn around one. Marika v'shtifa, we mentioned this yesterday, Marika v'shtifa are both bitsonim, Divrei Rebbe. B'chachamim omrim, no, Marika is b'chamim, and shtifa is bitsonim. My time in Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say that one is B'chamin and one is B'tzonin? Because they say, look, this is not the only place where the Torah was M'chayev Adin of taking care of Kalim that have a Dover Aser in it. We find exactly the same concept by the Geulah of the Gechorim, by Klei Midian, where they came back and Elazar Kohen told everybody, Kol Davar Asher Yavo Ba'esh, you have to be maybe Ba'esh, you have to make sure that you get out the tarpus from it. So why would it be any different over here? And Rebbe says, yeah, what are you talking about? Hagolah, look, I'm not talking about the Chiyuv of Hagolah. The Chiyuv of Hagolah is a separate Chiyuv. Of course there's a Chiyuv of Hagolah. That we learn out from all types of tarpus. The Torah has to repeat the din of Hagolah over here. If there's a Chiyuv to get rid of Nicer in order to use the Kli, so get rid of Nicer in order to use the Kli. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? The Torah is adding a Chiyuv over here, then it's adding the Chiyuv of Marika Mishnifa of its same name. Kika Mina the Marika Mishnifa, the Bosa Hagolah. I'm not talking about the Hagolah. The Torah's addition is what to do after you get rid of the Yitzhar in it. The Rabbanan say, well, if you're going to tell me that Marika B'Shtifa is both B'Tzonin, why do we use two different words to refer to the same thing? Then let the Torah say, Umurak Umurak, or Shutaf V'Shutaf. And why do you say Murak V'Shutaf? Apparently they're different processes. Marika is more of a lotion of emptying out, correct? This is the memarit means to absolute. We say the same thing. We say legabe kapora yisur and memarkin. Memarkin means to clean it out completely. So okay, so that makes sense. To say marika would be using a hot water, and shtif is to wash something off, which is more external, or superficial. So one would be hot and one would be cool. That makes a lot of sense. And Rebbe says because if it would have said umurak umurak or shutaf shutaf, so havamina trei zimni murak or trei zimni shutaf. I would have said, look, the whole thing is there as a cross. The Torah wants me to wash out the inside of the kli twice. So like, why should I wash the outside of the kli b'chlam? Therefore, the kach is even murak b'shutaf. Lo malach amrika. You should get it very clean. That you do to amrika sakos inside. And shtifa, would be shtifa sakos, we are not as makvid on the external surfaces that don't touch the food. Bishel bo kotshim v'chulim. Now let's say in the same pot over here, you had kochim, and then you cook in a kulam, or kochim, kochim, and kochim, kalam. So in Yeshua Menosin Tam, if there's enough here that there should be a tam in the thing that you cook, so then Hariya Kalam der Kolam Kechamurim, you're going to have to be makvid to eat it, let's say, before you had shlomim, and it has now a taste of chatas in it. You can't eat it for 2 days. You can only be able to eat it until this evening, the way you'd have to eat the chatas. And then if there was any yisr involved, of course, then it would become possible, like the yisr. So it would be nefak ha-chamosh of him, the inan te'unin mrikau v'shtifa, and you don't need, now this seems to be a contradiction, you're saying you don't need to do mrika v'shtifa at the time of the end of the zman ha-achila of the chomur, which is problematic. You just said that it is. I mean, it's a contradiction. You said it should be like the chomer. The Gemara will ask this. Ve'inan poslin b'maga. Now, if something was possible over here, let's say that the kachin kalim or the chulim, there was a psul in it, and now something was bolea from it, by touching it, it doesn't pass. Which again doesn't make any sense. What do you mean it doesn't pass? I thought you said it does if there's been no symptom. Rekik shenagab rekik, b'chaticha, b'chaticha. So if you have something that was possible in a rekik, so that it has, it's very oily, or a chaticha of basr touches another chaticha of basr. But look, kol a rekik or kol a chaticha asurim. Ein asur l'makom shebala. We don't say that it spreads throughout. The only thing that's asur is the makom that it was nogea. So ask me about Michael Amar, but first of all, what is that first, the opening line doesn't make any sense. First it says, and then you say, Enam Tunim Rika Vishnifa. That's impossible. Says the Gemara Kasurim Bakas. Actually, the Mishnah is missing something. Vagi Katani. What it should say is like this. Ibi Yeshvem Menesim Tam Hari Hakali Nechalim Kechamurim. Now you have to add in this piece. Utu Uni Marika Vishnifa Uposlim Bamada. Now that makes sense, everybody. Okay, so if it's Nechim Tam, one of them is Pope. It'll pass the maga. When it comes to the time of Marika B'Shtifa and the Chomor, so after Marika B'Shtifa now in the grave. But if ain Bamanei Stam, now we switch back to the the next words also don't appear. Ain Akalim Nechalim Kechamorim, switch back to the Mishnah. The Ain to an Imarika Vishnifa, the Ain Parsim Bamagan, they're now these Tamidik is consistent. Well, what does that mean you don't need Marika Vishnifa? I mean, fine, you don't need Marika Vishnifa for the Chomer, but you're still going to need Marika Vishnifa for the cow. When we say you don't need Marika Vishnifa, means you don't need Marika Vishnifa at all? Neither Kutchim Kutchim Lokoi. I mean, Kutchim Kalim, me boy. You're saying you don't need Marika Vishnifa, and Lamaisa, there's a Chiva Marika Vishnifa for Kutchim Kalim. That's the case over here. Chomer Abayin, obviously, I mean, it only means you don't need for the Chomer. I mean, the business that's on the idiots. I mean, Ain to Unian is God the Kutchik Kutchima. But of course, the Kutchik Kalim at its time will require Marika Vashtifa. Robert says, no. The point of the Mishnah is Gufa to say that for Kutchim Kalim, you don't need Marika Vashtifa. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Eid Amar, Kutchim Kalim, Ain to Unian, Marika Vashtifa. Now, according to the way Rava learns it, then there's a point in the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is to say that Kachim Talim don't require Marika Vashtifa. So how did it come in? Oh, Kachim Kachim and Kachim Talim. So then it makes sense to add in that line. We have two cases in the Mishnah. Kachim that mixed with Kulin in the same pot, or Kachim that Kachim that mixed them with Kachim Talim. According to Rava, we want to know there's an additional chiddush over here, that in the event that Kutchim Kutchim, wow, and what's wrong with that? I don't think we're going to need more than that. See, look at that. Huh? And I said, not Abdullah here. So thank you very much. So, according to him, it makes sense to throw in the extra case. But according to Abaye, there's no point in the extra case. Because I already know the halacha of, he says, Ain to Unim. Doesn't mean Ain to Unim for Kutchim Kalim. Of course, Kutchim Kalim will require. So I understand, if you're telling me that this is true about Kutchim Kutchim and Chulin, so what's the difference between Kutchim Kutchim and Chulin and Kutchim Kutchim and Kutchim Kalim? Why mention the other case? You're not adding anything. Three of us. If I know, you do need it, you see. Because let's say the Mishnah would have talked about the time that was Nivla being Kutchim Kutchim into Chulin. So I would have said, okay, Chulin maybe is Alima the Mabatli. Chulin is so completely a different issue. It's Mavato, the Kedusha, if you have only a small amount that's touching. Because it's Lav Minayu, it's clearly, it's a different type completely of material. But maybe Kutchim Kutchim and Kutchim Kali mixed. I say, listen, it's all basically Kedush, so give it to Dinah Tzomer, him alone. Meantime, Kutchim Kutchim and Kutchim Kali, I would have said, maybe you require Kutchim to be Mavato Kutchim. But in Chulin, the Chulin is if it's not there. Whatever taste of Kedush is there will always remain awesome. Therefore, Tzrich, I need both cases. In the Mishnah, not only the Gabi the Din of Marika Vashtifa, but the Gabi the Etzim Din of Nikonzan, whether it's considered to be soon enough. The next case in the Mishnah is a Rekik, Shigia Berekik, or a Chaticha Bechaticha. Now, the Torah says, Kol asher yigad bibsara yigdash. This is we found this by the Mizbeah. We found this by Kalim. And we find it now by the Bosser itself. Of course, each one was its own thing. The Mizbeah was to make it Kadesh, even though it was Bosser, but it's Imala lo yere. And by the Kalim, it was gave it the din that it wasn't shayach to be Kedet any longer, because it already had Kedushas Aguf. By the Bosser, of the concept is a different one. It extends to the Nyonim of Tam, which is why the Gemara and Nazir, you'll recall, brought this Bosser to deal with the issues of Tam Kiker, whether it had the Mitzvarek Liyitzer. This is one of those, but the Torah uses that Yigdash in different ways. The extension, the power of the Kedusha into whatever comes in contact with it in different fashions. Now, when it says over here,
Yigdah. Okay, so all it talked about was Asher Yigdah. Maybe it really is a din similar to the Kalim. Same way that the Kalim are going to be without halacha of touching the Kli. So maybe it means Yigdash, just touching. It's touching the book or the chatas creates now a kedusha and anything that touches like the Kli is Makadosh. So Yochel Apilu Shelo Bala, you might think that it's not a din in Bliyah at all. Talmud Omar, Bizzara. Bizzara means it has to penetrate into the basar. And only then it Ache Yivla, Yivala Bizzara, until it becomes absorbed into that basar. Yochel Nagab Miksata Chaticha Yehe Kodol Pasul. You might think that touching just a small piece would alter the entire piece that touches it. Talmud Omar Yiga. Only Hanogeya is possible, the rest doesn't become possible. For Ketza, Chotech et Makom Shebala, you cut off the place where it was Bolea. There's a lot of discussion among the Rishonim and a lot of Machlokas whether this is true on any type of Nigiyah. Let's say, Sedova Shuman. We say, even if it's Shuman, so it's not going to be Mitapea Begula, which is the way we usually. Question as well. If we're talking about Sonein, would it be even Bechamim? So those who learn that this is Dafka B'Sonein, and it's Dafka if it's not Shuman, then there's a Machlokas. How about if the piece that it touches is Shuman? Does it go according to the piece that it touches, the piece that touched it? Anyway, as usual, we managed to find various Chumras in this that would be to be Aser and Belia in an entire piece under many circumstances. Talmud Lomar Yigan Ogea Pasuk. Okay. Then it said Bivsara Dafka Basar, but not in things like Gidim, Atzamot, Karnayim, Utlafayim. We're over there. We don't have the Shatz of the Yisr. Yigdash, when you say it becomes Kodesh, what does that mean? It means it gets the din. Liyot Kamor. Whatever its din is, that's the din of the Beliyah. Okay. Im Psulahi Tipasel. If there's a psul in the chaticha, so whatever absorbed the tam has that psul. If it has a din of akhila and it's kosher, but it can only be eaten till tonight, and the thing that absorbed it had a din of being eaten for 2 days, let's say. So if it's kshirat, okay, okay, chumur shabbat, give it to chumra. So let me ask you something. Amai, why should we say it becomes fossil? I understand. If you have a piece of meat that becomes fossil, the Torah says not to eat it. Teres is not eat it. There's no chiyuv, obviously, of achilas kachim. But if I have a bli'ah of iser in something which is kosher, so I have a mitzvah d'oraisa of eating. There's a mitzvah to be mekayim achilas kachim. Kol zachar b'kohanim yochlenu. Why doesn't that mitzvah atzei bidoche lelota atzei of whatever the psul happens to be? Now Tosfos says, let's not get confused over here. We're not talking about a case where the psul would be a nisakaris, like nicer or bigo, but we're talking about other psul. Say it was long, or it was nishkat balayel, or whatever. So there's a psul over there that says kol sheh bakodesh pasul, the bar kosher blitein lotas alakilato. It's a lotas segreda, not a lotas sheh bukareis. And over here, the chiyuv, the essay of eating, should be day for that lotas. And if not, then let's learn out from here, instead of learning out from Kelayim Batitis, that that's a Zerchel Leitasa, let's learn out from here that ain't a Zerchel Leitasa. Omar Rava, because in Ese, Dofa Lotasa should be Migdash. The klal is that in the Beit HaMigdash there's no din of Ese Dofa Lotasa, and it says this in the Brisa. The Tanya. It says the Gabi Korban Pesach, Be'etzem Lo Tishgurubo. Points out that Shimon ben Manasseh, Echad Etzem Sheyesh Bo Moach, if you've got a bone that has in it some marrow, now that marrow has been a buffer, it's edible. That's what would be a fear of eating it. Nonetheless, the Torah says, Etzem Lo Tishbro Bo. Without making any distinction, whether Yesh Bo Moach or Ein Bo Moach, Amar, why should that be true? Why would we not say, Netei Asei, the mitzvah Achilas Pesach should come and be deich of this chelotase of etzem lo tishbrobo. Ela, mitnei she'ein etzem lo tishbrobo. whatever is given in the Beis HaMikdash, and remember, it fits in with our general rule that Ein Lamedim Lomad when it comes to Kadesh, that you need to have a pasuk repeat itself when it comes to Kadesh in order to tell you Ikuva, because you have no right when it comes to Kachin, you have no right to apply what it is that would appear correct in general, because we never know whether the Torah is defining this is my rotzon of how I want our relationship to proceed. You don't jump to conclusions when it comes to kachin. That's why we said that. That's why it's called chokhmah. It's not like the other various siddurim where things are given to just okay, approach it logically. If we approach it logically, we end up with avodah zarah. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says, because note how the Torah said the chiyuv of iser. It said yigdash. It says it as an essay. In other words, treating it with iser is itself a particular essay. And that's an essay. And an essay is not the chavot atzei the essay. So how can I go now to eat it if lamaisin eating it, I'll be over on the mitzvah to treat it with iser. And therefore I have no way of saying as the Galois say in this particular case. Now, Ashkenar Katat Mitzkadesh Bivalu. I see now, actually I should say Dimikadesh, because we're not talking about the Khatas becoming Asr Bivalua, we're talking about the Khatas authoring Bivalua. So the Mitzkadesh is apparently an error. How do I know that other Kachim? And again, we looked at this when it came to Shviras Kalim, when it came to Hazoya and Begadim, when it comes to Marika Vashtifa, they all appear in the parsha of Chatas. Same thing was true about Hakmasas Dam Lifnin, which was also Machlokas. Is it only Chatas, or is it Kol Dam Shenichlas L'Chatas, like Rabbi Akiva? Here's what we want to know. It says Kol HaShayigah Bitzara. Is that a din particularly in Chatas, or is it a general halacha in how to treat Bria by Kachin? How do I know, since we have taken already the stand in the Gemara, that the whole issue over here is Belia? How do I know it applies now to all Kodesh? Omar Shmua, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Zot HaTorah Lo La Lamin Ulamin Chavala Chatas HaLacham Lamiluhim Ulazavach HaShlamim. When the Torah wraps up now all of the various Korbanos and compares them to each other, and of course, basically, this wraps up the Mesech. Notice we started with this pasuk when we wanted to see how we learn out the various dinim from Shlomim, and we end this pasuk because we're now, Sabbath Josh is already preparing for tomorrow. We are now talking, from this point on, we're not talking about the din of kachin. We're talking about the din of achilas kachin, chalukas kachin, and so on. But the Aveda, the Gemara, is now wrapping up with the pasuk that wraps up. And we're now going to do a wrap up job to show what element of the dinim of kachin was learned to all of the other korbanos from a particular korban. We go through each one of these things, and of course we always spring in very sneakily, so how do I know it? And the mail we're going to get now to a daf that does that job for us. So it brings now Shmuel the pasuk, Eila Mincha Atas Asham Miluim and Shlomi. What do we learn out from each one of these things that defines the other korbanos? Okay, let's start at the beginning. Eila, okay. That tells us ma'ola tu'una kli, apko tu'una kli. Just like there's a chiyuv of a kli for an eila, there's a chiyuv of kli for all korbanos. Oh, wait a minute. What kli? My kli. I mean, if you're talking about a mizrach, meaning that on Har Sinai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam in a mizrach, and the Meida will learn from there that you have to use a kli for the dam. Well, no, that's not the only time it says mizrach. It says it also by the Shlomim that were brought on Har Sinai, because it says B'shalmei Tzibur Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Hadam Vayatem Baganotet. Over there it says Yivchei Shlomim as well as the Eilas. So why would I have to learn it out from Eila? Eila, when we're talking about a Kli, we mean the Sakin. You need to use a knife, and you can't just take something sharp and use it, which normally would be kosher. I pick up a rock, I should have a sharp rock, I can use a sharp rock to shep. So cool, and it's perfectly kosher. But when it comes to the Eila, I need to have a sakin. A I'm just warning all of those whose eyes may be drooping that I am armed and dangerous. You never know. So, what it means, how do we know that the Gemara Oila group? I mean, how do we know that an Oila requires a knife? Yechsiv, Vayishlach Avram et Yado, Vayikach et HaMa'akelet. Says he took the Ma'akelet. What does he have to take the Ma'akelet for? He could have had the piece of rock stone that he found anywhere. I mean, he had to take the Ma'akelet with him. And over there we know that Yitzchak Avinu was an Oila. Yechsiv, Vayaleo Le'ola Tachat Beno, because in the end the Oila was brought up as a tzmura of Yitzchak. So when you see, he has the same din as Yitzchak as an oila. Must have been a Yitzchak was an oila. If Yitzchak was a shlomim, how could he bring me an oila as an oila? So memela, that's a raya that oila requires. Sak. And the Maisetesis points out that the Gemara in Kulin uses this to teach me that shchita has to be betolush. You can't sheft an animal against something that's b'chubar l'karka. To bring the neck of the animal up against a sharp ledge and move the neck of the animal. And the Gemara over there says that as far as the question of why it's a machelet, why did he have to take it along with him? Avraham Avinu was a big zori. So if that's what if I won't find a sharp thing, and I want to make sure I have everything ready. But if that's the case, so then if we're going to learn the din of tzolos, how can we learn the din of kli? I mean, you have to make up your mind. So he says that Chulin, the Chulin we learn out from the fact that it doesn't say Lishchotet Olah. It says Lishchotet Beno. And that aspect is Chulin, because the Ben isn't really a carbon. It's only afterwards that we find. So there's two different things. He takes the Ma'akelet also for the... Yeah. So there's two different issues. In the Gabe Chulin, where we don't normally find the thing specifically a Kli, we use it to tell me Tolush. We got a Karchim where we do find it in the Kalim Saras Maksadar. We use it to tell me not Stam Tolush, but Kalim Manush. Okay. In any event, Mincha, we learn out Ma Mincha in an Erkalat al Zifre Kuna, Apkol in an Erkalat al Zifre Kuna. What are you referring to? What do you mean Apkol? That what? Let's say that Katas Vasham. And says the Farish goes Zakar Bakranim Yokulenu. So you can't be coming to tell me that the Zakatas and Hashem reading the Zikre Kahuna. By the way, I mean, why don't we ask the question in the other direction then? Why can't we learn from Zakatas Vahashem? Why do we need to learn it from Mindabakran? That's what we asked before. Lagabi Mizrak, we could have learned it from Shlomim. So Rashi says we can't learn out from the others because by each one of them it says Kodesh Kodashim Hu. And who would be it and only it? We wouldn't be able to apply the din outside. Is it to tell me that shall make zibur can only be eaten? We still have zif and shall make zibur. Namely, the korbanos that are brought together with the beep, with the beep, with the correct, with the shteyalakim, thank you. So we still have shlomim for a tzibur. Of course, the only other time that shlomim tzibur is on Har Sinai. So that I know anyway also. The Ribui Dekrat is the Kodesh HaKodeshim Tochlenu Kol Zakar Yuchal Otos is the Perish Limit Al Shal Mei Tzibur Shein HaNeh Chol HaNeh Chol HaNeh Chol HaNeh. What do I need a riot from here for? No, but that's the Machlokas Tanoim about how to understand that Machlokas Tanoim. Iket Anakulei Mehacha. We get an Akhlei Mi'alcha, that will seem an office. What the base of that Malachim, that is. So far we haven't even gotten to where what we want to get to. Here we get to what we want to get to. Chatas. What do we learn out of Chatas? It doesn't appear by the other Karbonas. Ma'chatas mikadeshes, you could say, bivalua. Take out that top. Apko mikadeshes bivalua. So just like a Chatas creates an Isser in things that touch it, so too do other kachim create an iser in that which touches it. We're still in the middle and everybody's trying to close the Gemara and run. But since Sabajat has to leave, and Lamaisa, we have finished a part of the Brisa that is Nogea Asurgia, we'll finish here. Go ahead.